This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Nightingale joins us from the USA Today. How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, doing great, Scott. Yourself?
Hey, I'm awesome. That story I saw about your son, right? That's great what he's doing. He's covering the Reds now, is that right?
Yeah, come to Cincinnati Reds for the Cincinnati Inquirer.
That's a great gig. Well, you have to be ecstatic about that, or am I crazy?
No, yeah, beyond words. You're absolutely right. That's a very, 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 very proud, very excited.
So yeah, did you like raise him like because you were in the press box and everything? Was he able to taste any of that with you? And did you get him up there a few times that got his feet wet and made him follow in your footsteps?
Really? No, never really did. I mean, I go to the ballpark sometimes as a fan and spring training and stuff like that. But just kind of did on his own and did an internship one summer covering the Detroit Tigers for MLB.com and kind of fell in love with the job.
That's great. Did you have any inclination like in like high school, college that he was going to do it, or did it just kind of happen?
Kind of happened. I thought he might go into your line of work. I thought he might go into broadcasting.
Right.
So kind of when he went to college, slowly shifting gears to the print side and enjoyed it. He really has a enthusiasm and passion for it.
So now he has a great angle. He can do stories on Joey Votto telling the world how bad the Reds suck.
Yeah, we already knew that. We enjoyed it. Tell us, we already knew that.
Right, we did. Do you know that when the word was they were going to get rid of Harvey, the Mets, I said on the show, I said, he should go to the Reds like Tom Seaver. And then he went to the Reds. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's a good spot for him. I mean, a non-contending team, it's his chance to kind of remake himself, knowing he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So, if he does a great job there and pitches well, obviously then he'll get traded, sometime in July before the trade deadline. And then, if things go well, make himself some money in the offseason.
So let's talk about your piece from yesterday on baseball and the new gambling laws. And obviously the Supreme Court decision in New Jersey by Memorial Day, it looks like at Monmouth Park will open up windows at William Hill for people to bet on everything, including baseball. What's your overall impression of all of it, and what your colleagues and the players and everyone in baseball think?
Well, the players, don't like it. Certainly the umpires don't either. There's a fear factor in the sense where, you're going to get fans upset throwing stuff on the field when the team is losing. If someone's paying a mortgage on a game and they're losing then, people, hey, crazy things happen in the world. They're just, a little fearful, like what happens when a fan really gets upset. Now, it's one thing to have your favorite team lose. It's another thing to lose money on it. So that's a fear among the players and some of the umpires. And then, where does it stop? Does the clubhouse attendants give inside information? Trainers, that sort of thing. So, and I know the players and the umpires union are hoping it does not, go to baseball. That, they can't stop it, but they can certainly stop baseball from embracing it.
So, literally, Joe West in your piece said that he's worried about guys getting their legs broken. What's that
kind
about?
Old school mafia, right? Where you don't can kill somebody, but you grab a tire iron or something and knock someone's legs. But I think personal harm. Fans can wait outside a hotel. Everybody can figure out where teams are staying. This sort of thing. That just might create a different anger among the fans when things aren't going right, just when there's, when there's that kind of money at stake.
Do you think I'll see it at some point in baseball stadiums, let's say, in the states that legalize it, which I think there'll be probably in the next 5 years, at least 32 or more states will have it. New Jersey, as I said, will have it in a month, in, by the end of the month. So my question would be, do you believe baseball will have giant advertisements in their ballparks for sports betting and sports books and companies and casinos?
Yeah, I do, particularly. You know, I mean, Arizona kind of has that already with the Indian reservations and things like that because there's casinos.
Right. Miccosukee.
I do think we'll see that, you know. Whether, you know, you're somewhere close by, you know, a Harrah's or Caesars or something like that, why not? If they're going to pay that kind of big money, you know, why not take advantage of it?
I think that's where the money – this is me. I think that's where most of the money for me on the outset would come from for baseball would be in working with them and in endorsements and marketing and advertising and making that big multi-million-dollar deal to have them name a stadium or have huge advertising rights or – you know, broadcast television rights on baseball games, you know, through a sports book. I think that day's coming. Let me ask you about Robbie Cano, Bob Nightingale, USA Today with us. So you wrote that his bust ruins his rep, his Hall of Fame, his playoffs, everything. He can't play in the playoffs. He's already been banned by that. This is a huge, big-name star player to go down today.
Yeah, you're talking about a potential Hall of Famer. He was certainly on the road to Hall of Fame. Talking about guys, on the path to 3,000 hits, 40 hits, 300 home runs, you know, 305 batting average. So no, this disgraces him. In the past history, is an indication. He's out of the Hall of Fame forever. No one ever gets in when you're suspended for steroid use. So he can say what he wants. It's for health. Anything else? No, MLB and the drug people say no. He was using a clear masking agent, and he was definitely using performance enhancing drugs.
So he was hiding another drug. When he got popped, he basically was looking. Was he looking for a deal to get out of this or something?
Well, he was certainly appealing it. The union filed a grievance and said, let's fight this thing. And then they stopped. And then they said, you know what? Over the weekend, we're not gonna fight it. We're gonna drop this thing. And then when he broke his hand, it became easier for them to drop it. He's gonna be out, almost 2 months anyway. So what's a few more games? So it became an easy decision by Cano and the union to say, you know what? You got me.
So they owe him $120 million through 2023. And they have, you wrote, no idea how much his past productivity impacted by PEDs, whether it'll ever be the same player, but knowing he no longer will be marketable to their fan base because he's been busted for drugging. So, I mean, what a nightmare for the Mariners at the end of the day that they owe him that much money.
Yeah, it happened with Ryan Braun and the Brewers. You can't market a guy. You can't put him on your yearbook covers or your schedules and things like that. Can't do ads because the guy, cheated and used PEDs. The other guys, they got two other guys on the team, the same thing, Nelson Cruz and Dee Gordon, but they got popped in different organizations, so it's a little different. Now it's like, especially with the salary that Cano is making, the highest paid players in the game, and the fact that he had the longest playoff drought, in baseball right now, it's like, hey, he's going to take the brunt of a lot of criticism down there, or up there, I should say, particularly if he doesn't perform well.
But he also, it's kind of super cheesy to me because he's, getting the surgery and going into hiding is basically what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's going to hiding anyway. I mean, I get to see a guy that gets popped and then start showing up around the clubhouse and glad-handing people. Usually they all disappear. So, but yeah, I don't think we'll see him again, until he does his rehab assignment somewhere. And then, probably issue another apology. I don't think he'll ever come out and say exactly what he did. He made his statement, and I'm sure he'll just stick to it.
He's full of it. All of them. I hear these excuses all the time, I want to hurl this guy Canelo Alvarez. He said he ate bad meat in Mexico. I've heard it all. I can't even take it anymore. It's just I don't know what you would do. You just get popped and you're like, whatever. But they all come out with these outrageous statements about how they would never cheat the game. But that's exactly what they're doing. It's just unbelievable. Bob, great stuff. Congrats on your son again on his gig with the Cincy Inquirer covering the Reds. Much congratulations to him and success for the future. Thanks for coming on the bench as always.
No, thanks so much, Scott. Thanks so much for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Bob Nightingale of the USA Today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.